Just what does this $35 billion investment represent for Australia's defence? Michael Shoebridge is an analyst with the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. I began by asking him about the capabilities of the future frigates.
These frigates are anti-submarine warfare frigates. That means they are good at hunting, locating, and then destroying adversary submarines. And they're also very capable as far as protecting other shipping and other naval vessels, like the very large amphibious ships that the Royal Australian Navy operates.
Why do we need these frigates?
Everything about Australia as an economy is dependent on the sea. And there's a lot of regional military modernisation going on, including ships, aircraft and submarines. And for the Australian Defence Force to continue to have a capability edge, given the improvements in the region's capability, this kind of investment is required.
Is it a surprise to you that a type of ship that's yet to see service has been selected for this?
No, it's not a surprise. So the three ships that were in the competition, you're right. You know, the Italian and the Spanish designs are both capable vessels that are existing and operating right now. The BAE Type 26 has started to be built by BAE in Glasgow, but it's clearly a new design that isn't in the water, and that does pose project risk. I think the government's made this decision on capability grounds and hopefully as well on industry policy grounds.
So you talk there about project risk. Can you explain what that means?
There are two big project risks that come out of going with the BAE option. And the first one is the one you identified, Rachel, about the Type 26 isn't in the water yet. So it's started construction in the UK, but the first UK ship isn't going to be in service with the Royal Navy until 2027 and won't finish most of its build until 2025. So there are some unknowns about how that ship is going to come into being. And normally you'd want to learn all of the project lessons out of that first build before you start your own here. But we'll be learning them with the UK as they build their first one and as we build our first one. And that is the other big risk, because as we know from the Air Warfare Destroyer program, that ASC, that the Australian company that's going to be a subsidiary of BAE on this project, ASC were building the three air warfare destroyers. The big lesson there was you've got to have the lead designer builder, in this case BAE, heavily involved right from the start and right throughout the build. And that the risk here is that with the overlap where the UK is going to be focused on building their own ship, how will BAE manage to find two top teams, one to do the build in the UK and one to be heavily involved in the build here in Osborne?
Apart from the technology, what do you think the choice of the British company BAE means for our defence relationship with the UK?
Well, I think this is why I made the point about hopefully it's good for industry policy, because one of the big needs for Australian industry and for defence capability is to drive down the 30 to 40% premium that it costs to build warships here in Australia. That was the figure that the RAND Corporation identified. So this decision, well, we have yet to see if the government achieved it, but $35 billion worth of leverage should have enough government to get Australian industry into all of the warship building that BAE does. So Australian components on the eight Royal Navy frigates that BAE is building, but Australian components also in the 15 Canadian frigates if BAE wins that bid. That really is the big industry opportunity between the UK and Australia, and that would be good economically for both our countries.
Is this the right decision for our defence capabilities going forward?
Done in the way that we've just talked about, yes, because BAE really needs this business and has a very capable design. That combination should result in a good, really great frigate for the Australian government, but a really good industry program as well. But there are clear risks in the overlap in the build here in Australia and in the UK, and We have to be better, not just at saying what the lessons are from previous programs like the Air Warfare Destroyer, but really learning them.
Michael Shoebridge, thanks for joining The World Today.
Thanks very much, Rachel.
And that's Michael Shoebridge from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.